Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Last week, we talked about 2-minute noodles or instant noodles and how to get the most out of them, particularly when they're a dry noodle.
We did, Yumi. We talked for longer than it would actually take to make the noodles, which was kind of impressive.
I know. So today we're going to go back to that topic and talk about how to really add nourishment and turn a simple thing that's so budget conscious into a proper feeding meal.
Yeah, we're going to level up those noodles today on the 5-Minute Food Fix.
I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
Strap in.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so let's say we've nailed how to make a 2-minute noodle kind of situation, but we want to add some yummies to it. What would be some of the fundamental building blocks?
Oh, there are so many things you can add, Yumi, which is what's so exciting. It's like a blank canvas here. I would say you can't look past going into that crisp drawer at the bottom of your fridge first. That is your first, you know, non-negotiable. Look in there, peer in there.
Yep.
Look for something a bit green, maybe a bit withered, you know, and on its last legs, because this is the opportunity for it to shine.
It's so true. And it's so satisfying to use it up.
Exactly.
Especially in this environment where everybody's like, I'm so poor right now. You don't want to be throwing out vegetables. You want to be using them up. So find that bit of bok choy or the broccoli that's starting to really need to be used and chop that up.
Yeah, or the one or two lonely zucchini that are always there just doing their thing, which is great. But also don't discount other vegetables, you know, things that are a bit more delicate. So things like cherry tomatoes sliced up are really lovely. Cucumber, really good too. Even iceberg lettuce can be a really nice addition to those noodles right at the end. You're not going to cook those.
Okay.
They're just going to go in with the noodles once the noodles are
cooked.
So
maybe settle them on top, like a garnish?
Exactly. Yeah, you could settle them on top or sort of just kind of brush them through the dish.
To get warmed up a bit?
Just get warmed up a little bit, but just provide you with that extra crunch and texture later.
Can I weigh in with some of my favourite things to add? Tofu slices.
Lovely.
Sugar snap peas, because I just love them. I love them when I get a whole one in my meal. Red capsicum for the colour. And then if you have any, you know, herbs like a coriander type thing or mint even, pop some of that in at the last minute.
Really nice. And one tip I really like is with the vegetables that, you know, need a tiny bit of cooking but not loads, just pop those in the colander before you drain those noodles over them. And that kind of, you know, the water that comes out of the colander will just blanch those vegetables. So just give them that little tiny bit of cooking they need, but then they're still all crunchy and crispy and full of life.
Annihilated their
no, you
nourishing
haven't. Goodness. Yeah, because the other alternative is to throw them in the boiling water with the noodles, which you can do, but they're just going to be a bit soggy in comparison.
Yeah. I think it depends on what it is. Like broccoli could withstand that, but
yes.
Snow peas, for instance, would be better off set in the colander. You pour the hot noodle mixture over the top and then they come out perfectly. Okay, before we go, I've got one more tip.
Oh, yes, please.
If you're making this for the whole family, so it's all your housemates, you know, you live in a share house, I would, you know how when you're making a pot of tea, you do one scoop of tea per person and then one for the pot?
Always.
I would add an extra brick of noodles. One for the pot. So there's enough noodles that no one is stinged on the noodle.
That is a very, very good idea, Yumi. And just for the last cherry on top of those noodles, I'd suggest a fried egg, crispy fried egg with a little bit of chili oil over the top, and then you just fork into it and let all that yolk run all over those noodles and those vegetables. And heaven,
okay,
sprinkle of sesame seeds.
Oh, my goodness. Now you owe me a photo of that, please.
Okay,
we have no time to do anything, but we do have time for 2-minute noodles. This has been your 5-minute food fix. Photos on our Instagram, which is 5, the number, not the word, minute food fix.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.